So let's start with just the first two measures. Here they are by themselves. We're in the key of F, so we'll expect all the Bs to be flatted, and consequently we start off with a B flat in the right hand along with a C. So this is the B flat right below middle C and middle C. I'm using fingers 1 and 2. Left hand is playing the C2 below middle C with its fifth along with it. Those sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then we have this. Right hand, this is A and F. The A below middle C with my first, and the F above middle C with my fifth. With it, left hand is playing F and C. This is the F2 below middle C with my third or fourth, and the C above that with my first. These sit together with the right hand's A and F, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand play the F above middle C again with your fourth. Then you'll play it even again, but you'll add with it the B flat below middle C with your first. With it, left hand will play G and D. So take the two notes you're holding down now, F and C, and just move up one note to G and D. That will hit with the right hand's B flat and F, pedal up and down. Then right hand play the G above middle C by itself. And that's the first measure, including the pickup notes. For the second measure, right hand will play C and A, and that's middle C and the A above it. I'm using fingers 1 and 5. Left hand, you'll move up even again to A and E. These all hit together, sustain pedal up and down, right hand play your A again under your fifth, and then we have this. Now in the right hand, this is middle C, E flat above that, A above that. Fingers 1, 2, 5. Left hand, you're playing D and F sharp, and this is the D below middle C with your second, and the F sharp above that with your first. Hitting with the right hand's C, E flat, and A, sustain pedal up and down, and then right hand play your A again by itself. So here are these two measures again. So let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.